Hacky Mulder's pregame here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman talking Kemper football right now. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp is joining us the night down here at Woodward Granger. And Coach, I appreciate you giving us some time here in the pregame.
Absolutely, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Coach, you and I were chatting before the game here tonight. You're feeling pretty good. Had a decent week of practice this week, coming off of last week. You just kind of mentioned you like this matchup maybe a little bit better. Why is that?
You know, I think it fits us a little bit defensively. You know, I think this week we really focused more on, you know, each guy doing their job. I think last week we didn't quite trust some things a little bit or trying to find the ball. This week everybody's their assignments are definitely more sound, and you know, it's all about each guy doing their own job and playing together as a team. And I think that's been the big emphasis this week, and I think that's going to help our kids be successful. And you know, each day of practice got better, and you know, looking forward to seeing them get out there and play hard and compete this Friday.
Woodward Granger coming off their first loss of the season, fell 10-0 last week to Panorama. Did you see anything on that Panorama film that how they were able to hold down this offense so well?
Yeah, it definitely took away some things defensively. You know, offensively, Panorama, they run a little more spread than we do. But, you know, we saw how they guarded a few things, and I thought that really could help us and be successful there. So, you know, we're prepared to make a few adjustments if we need to. But other than that, you know, I like our game plan, and the kids have done a good job this week of understanding it and looking forward to them implementing it.
Coach, they look like a team that wants to run the football more than they're going to throw. Not that they won't throw, but the Lego kid seems to be a little bit of a workhorse for them. What do you see from their run game?
You know, their O-line does a great job, you know, firing out. You know, they'll look to cut guys inside, and they love to get on the edge and get them bouncing out. You know, they've been running this system for years now. They've been coached for quite a while where, you know, those kids know what they're doing, they trust what they're doing. So it's going to be a physical week where our kids got to step up, make sure we contain those guys, and make sure we're filling gaps that need to be filled.
What was the physicality like for you guys in practice this week?
You know, we definitely amped it up. You know, we weren't going to the ground or anything like that too, but, you know, Woodward Granger comes up, they get set, they run the play. So really talk about guys about getting set. I'm being focused right from the get-go. Second that center has to hand the ball, you know, they can snap it any second. So just, you know, getting the ball fast, reading their keys, and then having a 100% effort getting there.
Any positions, any guys do you feel like really key for you guys defensively to try to slow down and contain this team?
Jake Huseback out on the edge there, he'll be huge for us. You know, he's done a good job all year for that, so I got a lot of confidence in him. And then, you know, Chris Moore's done a good job as well. We're going to free him up a little bit to kind of flow with the football. And then I think, you know, our D-line this week, we got Kyle Winiger, Kyle Ray shot in there to give us a little more size and physicality. So I hope those guys can really, you know, clog it up a little bit so our other guys can flow to the ball.
Offensively, what are you guys looking to do tonight? Where do you feel you can attack Woodward Granger?
You know, they like to send a lot of pressure, so we're hoping we kind of, you know, catch them off guard a little bit, you know, work to the outside, work to the edge a little bit more. We had to change up a few blocking things to account for their aggressiveness, but you know, our kids are understanding, they understand what we're trying to do. I think that gives them a little more confidence about, you know, they're going to be expecting it, anticipating it, and you know, it's going to help them play faster and a little more free.
Coach, when you face a team that's as aggressive as this, do they over pursue at all?
Yeah, you know, sometimes they gamble, and they've been really successful on it too, but sometimes it's cost them a little bit. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, we're gonna take some chances too and some things, and, you know, hopefully we guess right a few times too. But, you know, it's kind of a, you know, they really don't have any patterns or tendencies when they do it. You know, down distance-wise, they just bring the pressure, bring a guy off the edge. So our kids just got to be prepared for it and, you know, expect it. You know, be prepared and ready for it.
Luke seems to be coming on as quarterback here. Do you feel like you can attack him downfield when you take those chances?
Yeah, you know, a little bit. Luke, a little more of a window. They play kind of soft in the corners a little bit, and they're kind of have safety spine it. So the deep stuff's not going to be quite there. You know, they're bringing that pressure. They're ready to jump on something. So we definitely got to look for some windows in there.
Sounds like guys like maybe Dawson Edwards, Logan Sieben, all are guys that can get out in the flats and create a little bit, going to be pretty important offensively.
Yeah, definitely. Those guys have a little more speed, and they're pretty good. They have a little more finesse. So I'm looking to get them the ball and, you know, take what we can get from the defense.
How do you feel like the offensive line matches up?
You know, they're not going to be as big as what we've seen the last week and even kind of week one type deal, but you know, I like our matchup. We have some speed in the O-line. You know, we have some guys playing different positions a little bit. Kind of just fit the personnel and you know, some other guys stepping into roles they're not quite used to. But you know, the guys every week, you know, the guys are getting our system down more. They're starting to understand the process where, you know, if you play one O-line position, you should be able to play the other one too, because everybody works together there.
Do you feel like you've been able to develop some depth with that offensive line?
A little bit. You know, we've had some sophomores, you guys like Max Pedic, Carter Pudin, to be able to step in their roles a little bit. It's good to see them get confidence and understand it. You know, once a kid understands something, knows exactly what they do, they can play that much more harder, that much more fast, and that's what we want for our kids.
Coach, what's the mentality of the team right now coming off that last week? You're in the middle of right now a kind of a tough season, but you know the playoffs still in front of you here in a couple of weeks. So what's the mentality? What's the spirit been like?
You know, it's been pretty good. You know, I think maybe guys are a little down after last Friday night's game, but, you know, that was probably our poorest performance of the season. You know, coaching-wise, too, I didn't coach my best. So it kind of reminded the guys, you know, we're playing for week eight. You know, week eight, we full strength. We have some guys back by then. Our goal is just keep getting better each weekend. You know, I kind of challenge our kids, too. It's like, we know we can play better than that. We know what we're capable of. So we just got to go out and do it. You know, we're kind of guessing a little bit last Friday night now. You know, they pin their ears back, do their job, and just play hard and get to the football, and we can make some plays.
Ryan, you kind of mentioned it there. You'll have some guys back coming week eight. How's the team impacted right now with all the things that are going on?
You know, we have a handful of guys out too, from you know the related issues going on right now. But you know, the kids. I know we've been talking about, you know, next guy in. You know, just because one guy is out doesn't mean the game stops, the play stops. So we can have guys stepping up ready to play. So. Keeping things pretty simple for them too. That way, it's an easier adjustment to get guys in there, and we kind of rotating guys in our practice too. Just be prepared.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck in the game coming up tonight. Looking forward to catching up with you for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show on Saturday morning, and I know the guys looking forward to talking with you after the game on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show as well.
Awesome, Jeff. Appreciate that.
You bet. Head Coach Ryan Steinkamp joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame. We'll send it out to Alex Lowe coming up next here on Kick 106.7.